Today from the Ohio Newsroom, preserving affordable housing. Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The National Housing Preservation Database estimates in the next 5 years, affordability restrictions will expire on about 14,000 rental homes in Ohio that were built with low-income housing tax credits. From Ohio Newsroom member station WOSU, Ali Vugrinsik reports on what that means for the future of affordable housing in the state.
The Federal Low-Income Housing Tax Credit, or LIHTC, program started in 1986. It gave states about $10 billion a year to issue tax credits for the rehab or construction of affordable rental housing. That led to the creation of more than 3.5 million affordability-restricted rentals between 1987 and 2022 across the United States.
Bipartisan support has been in existence and has become the main way that affordable housing is created in our country.
Leah Evans is president of Homeport, a nearly 40-year-old Columbus nonprofit that develops affordable housing. Homeport has 50 properties, and many of them were built using LIHTC credits. She says you wouldn't know a LIHTC property if you saw one.
It'll look like an apartment or another housing development that's going on in your community.
But there's a catch. The rentals don't stay affordable forever. In Ohio, the restrictions expire after 30 years, which means rents could soon skyrocket at a slew of apartments built in the mid-90s. Evans says as federal restrictions expire, some property owners are glad for the opportunity to make more money. Others wish they could keep their properties affordable, but struggle.
Mortgages are going up. Insurance, property maintenance, getting property managers, getting maintenance techs. All those costs are coming to bear on this project. And now you're 30 years hence and you're as an owner, you're going to look at what's the right structure for me to go forward with this.
It often results in raised rents or sold buildings. Carly Booz directs the Affordable Housing Alliance of Central Ohio. She says the resulting abrupt rise in rent is unfair to tenants.
They have been paying the rent. They have been doing their end of the bargain. That there is very good likelihood that their next apartment is going to be significantly more expensive. And that's when you're into those toxic trade-offs. All right, I got to pay more for rent. That means I got to get rid of blank. It's very personal. It's very damaging.
LIHTC apartments cost renters no more than a third of their income and are typically available to anyone making up to 60% of the area median income. Booz says in Central Ohio, that includes folks earning around $45,000 with two children.
The people who live there look like any other apartment building that's out there. The only real difference is they're not cost burdened.
Booz says right now, to afford the average modest apartment in Central Ohio, a person has to make close to $23 an hour.
What we have historically considered to be our working class, our middle class families, they're not hitting that benchmark anymore.
The Ohio Housing Finance Agency oversees the LIHTC program. Spokeswoman Penny Martin says this year, around 24 projects were awarded the federal credit. 10 of those are in Central Ohio and 3 in Cleveland. Others are scattered around the state in Dayton, Ashland, Athens, Akron, Findlay, and Cincinnati.
Our goal as we administer this funding is to ensure that we try and reach as many parts of the state as possible.
When the tax credits expire, property owners can reapply for LIHTC and update their buildings, locking in affordability for another 3 decades. Plus, Ohio started a state LIHTC program last year. It offers a 4% credit that pairs with the federal LIHTC. Martin says it's been popular.
And so we're continuing to work to bring more units online because we also know that housing in general is a challenge that the state's facing.
Which is all to say that while thousands of affordable LIHTC units will go offline in the next 5 years, more should be on the way. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Ali Vugrinsik in Columbus.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.